You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
What's up, boys and girls? Bing is for doing. We're here at lovely AfterBuzz Studios in even lovelier Los Angeles, California. I'm your host, AJ Gibson. This is the So You Think You Can Dance After Show. This is Season 10, Episode 14, joined by my lovely team of co-hosts. A lot of lovelies tonight.
A lot of lovelies.
We're feeling lovely.
Yeah.
You feeling the love, Chloe West?
Oh, I'm feeling the love, AJ. I'm so glad to have Kristen back.
I know. We missed you.
I missed you guys, too. It was weird being on the phone and not in studio with you guys last week.
Well, we loved having your voice. It's like hearing a mother's voice in the womb. It's so comforting.
Oh, thank you so much.
I've got a very vivid memory of you guys. We've also got Jake Dupre.
Hi.
Hi, that's it.
That's
hi.
All you get.
Hi. We've also got a special guest tonight.
Yes,
Kristen.
I'll introduce her. And you know what? A lot of you saw her debut on So You Think You Can Dance as a choreographer. And I tweeted her the next day and she said yes to come on our show.
Yay!
And that makes me love her even more, Lindsay Nelko.
Yay!
How are you?
I'm great.
You're hiding in the corner over there. I love it.
I know.
All cozy on the couch. The hair looks fantastic. The hair and the headset are a tough combo to pull off. You're doing it very well.
And nobody puts a baby in the corner.
Nobody.
It's a good look.
Other than baby.
And her mom worked with Patrick Swayze, by the way.
Really?
Speaking of baby.
Yeah. Yes, my mom was a former principal ballerina.
Really?
True story, yes.
Interesting. Where do you hail from?
I'm Canada.
Canada. What part?
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Okay. A lot of Canadian imports recently. On our show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had Tara Popowich. Is that
yes.
how you
say it? Tara Jean.
TJ. I've been told I can call her TJ now because we're actually friends.
Wow.
She texts me, actually. We have each other's phone number, so I feel like
nice.
I'm special.
Mm-hmm. You are special.
That's great.
I am special. So we're excited to have you here tonight. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get right into it. You guys were on our what are we now? We're moving
to top 10.
That's right. We've got Debbie Allen on the panel tonight.
Yeah.
Ms. Debbie Allen.
Yeah, Ms. Debbie
Allen. She adopt me already because
she's incredible.
I'm just obsessed with her.
I'm not going to make the mistake of calling her Debbie Reynolds this year. I think last year one of our shows was like, Debbie Reynolds. I'm like, really?
And they're like, well,
awful. I know better.
Debbie Reynolds did go on the show season 8.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
And also a fabulous dancer. Just different eras.
Different
era. We've got the top 10 number, the group number, starting off this episode. It's a Christopher Scott number. I just wrote down rocking chairs. I thought this was one of the cooler group numbers I've seen in years. I really, really enjoyed it.
This season has been really amazing for group numbers. I'm not mad at it.
Do you know what was interesting? It started out and I was like, I feel like we've seen chair dances before. And then I was like, ugh. But then it was rocking chairs, so I was open to the idea. But then he did some really incredible lifts and everything that was happening and turns and leaps and everything over the rocking chairs. And I felt like I was noticing Jenna and Jasmine and Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah. I wrote Jenna. The lift over the lying down chair where she was lying down, they all lifted her up over. Oh my gosh.
That was beautiful.
That blew my mind. And what I thought was really cool about these chairs is that they were so stable and they could use them in every different position.
Yeah.
They lay them to the side and it all worked.
Three-dimensional chairs.
Excellent.
What a nod to Chris because he seriously manipulated the chair in every way they could.
Mm-hmm.
And dancing with the chair, pushing it back and forth. It was just so cool. Mm-hmm. It was really cool to watch.
What did you think,
Lindsay? Yeah, really cool. No, it was beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it was, kind of balletic, I felt. It was, really interesting, seeing that style from him, on his own. You know, he does the combinations with Sonia a lot. So just on his own doing that, I thought It's really beautiful.
Yeah, what does that do? Versatile
for you as a choreographer when you see another piece that you really like, or like, wow.
Yeah.
Is there ever a little tinge of jealousy, or do you get really excited for them, or does that spark something in you creatively?
I don't know. I just love when people want to share their art and their stories. It's just, it's all inspiring. Everything everyone does inspires me, and I hope I inspire people too.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go use a chair now?
I don't know if I want to use a chair now. I like the costuming though, and like the vibe. I thought it was like, I don't know, just a really interesting era, like the time, and their little sockies that they were wearing was kind of cool.
Oh,
that
was so cute.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I love the final shot too, with the rocking chair and the light coming through.
Yes. Like, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Again, to the lighting designer on this show.
Emmy nominated lighting designer.
They literally have the best lighting in the business.
They do.
I mean, it's so
that's why they win all the time too.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, let's move on to something equally as important, Kat Dealey's dress.
I want to talk about Mary's hair.
Okay, no, let's not go there yet. Let's give Kat her proper moment.
Kat, of course, always and forever.
Straight hair, simple as can be, and that dress was hot. Mm-hmm. She's so, what I love about Kat is that she's got body for days, legs for days, and she's like, look, I don't need to show it all the time. The dress wasn't really form-fitting, but it was gorgeous on her.
Mm-hmm. She's got a great figure. She can wear anything.
Just so we know, we're clear, Lindsay, I'm a huge, huge fan of Kat Dealey.
Yeah. We want her to win the Emmy.
Yeah,
that's another one.
I think she will.
This is her year.
And then she was crying during Tucker and Robert's dance. I was like, she really cares about these people.
She's the real deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why Lauren Sanchez is no longer hosting. I know.
Who?
That was short-lived. Exactly. Okay, fine. Let's go on to Mary Murphy's hair.
Mary Murphy's hair was amazing, and she looked great last night and tonight. You didn't like it?
I loved it.
I'm going to support Mary here. I saw her at the Dizzy Feet Gala Foundation, and she's looked really good all season long. I know she said she was cranky over her diet or whatever, but she's looked really, really
good. Her body looks great. I think her skin looks great. I think she's looked a little bit younger this season than she has. This hair wasn't as bad for me is like the afro thing she had in the audition, which was really just weird.
She said that she had some skin cancer things going on. I saw her in Watch What Happens Live, and she said they were trying to cover it and they were experimenting and it didn't work.
Oh, now she's like an asshole.
Yeah.
Great. But no, I thought that I liked what she was going for, a little throwback, a little like silver screen era, sort of like sweep to the side. I appreciated it, but I just, I'm like, you're prettier than that. I like when she's like full on, just like beautiful, like
with a
soft,
weave.
Yeah.
But thumbs up, she looks great all season. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Let's go to the bottom four, because this is like crazy.
Well, is it really though? That's what I want to ask, because like at this point, can the bottom four really be a shock to anyone? Because there's like one or two people that were like, Jasmine's probably always safe, Fiction's probably always safe, and beyond that, I mean, it can't really be that shocking anymore. I mean, Nico, I've never been a fan of, so I wasn't shocked by Nico. Tucker, he's been kind of
because of
not dancing last week. So, I mean, that wasn't really shocking.
Well, what's shocking was that Haley still has never been in the bottom.
I know.
That's, I think, the only really shocking
thing. What I write down every single week, I'm like, who's Haley? It's so weird. No, she's phenomenal. But for me, I'm like, I don't remember her. Like, she's kind of like Mackenzie to me too. Like, I love Mackenzie, but I'm like, I watch Jenna. I watch Jasmine. I remember Melise. Like, they're memorable. Right. And these other girls, they're kind of the duplicates, we always call them on the show. Like, brunettes that are kind
of
the same.
Wait, we got to hear, because she worked with Mackenzie. So, yeah. I mean, you know,
phenomenal
support.
Dancers, but I just, they don't pop for me for whatever reason. I don't know why. Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
No, do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, maybe it's they kind of look similar.
I feel
there's
a lot of brunettes. They all do look similar-ish, and they're all beautiful technical dancers. And I don't know, but yeah, I feel bad for Mackenzie. I mean, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's so beautiful. I don't know why she just didn't connect.
She didn't connect.
This year.
A lot of people, I would get a lot of tweets, and they're like, "I find Mackenzie boring," and I was like, "Really? I found her to be an interesting dancer." I struggled a lot more with Jenna this season because she came out so strong and so fierce, and I wanted to see that softer side, and then she would show it. But I always felt like it just happened too late in the season.
I think she showed it tonight. Well, the thing about this show, there's a formula to winning the show. Mm-hmm. If you're a front runner early on, you don't have a chance. Mm-hmm. Like when you watch, like last year, we saw Amelia. And through auditions, like, oh my god, she's gonna win it this year. She's it. And then this year, it was kind of like Malise. She was like the girl who stood out, and then she kind of like faded away pretty quickly. And I think it's kind of happening with Fiction a little bit too right now, which is kind of iffy. He's in iffy territory
right
now.
I'm worried about Amy as well, so.
But but then you have people like Haley, who've kind of been like in the middle of the road the entire season. I don't know if she can win it though.
I think she can.
I
think she can too, and I'll tell you, if you follow what's happening on her Twitter feed, because this is where all the fans are, girls love her because she's cute, but she's, and Mackenzie's beautiful. And I wonder if that's like, sometimes beautiful threatens
absolutely
girls. Sometimes it happens.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Where Haley is a little bit more of that approachable, all natural.
We also thought that about Nico for weeks and weeks and weeks.
But wait, this is the thing. Girls are like, you're perfect. I wish I was you. This is what the tweets she's getting from girls.
Wow.
You're the most perfect dancer. I want to be you. I aspire. I see you every week. This is what I want. Wow. And I was like, everyone should watch out because Haley's going to just sneak in there possibly. I do think that Jasmine and Haley will be the final two, honestly, at this point. If I was going to be, you know, looking at my crystal ball.
I think it's a guy season, so I think it's going to be really difficult for any of the girls to be any of it's a couple of the guys. Especially now I have like a top three guys all of a sudden out of the blue, which kind of caught me off guard last night. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting because like they said last week, we talked about this last week, they said it's the best top six girls they've ever had. Of course, they say that every year, but they're all really great. The difficulty in that is that they're all right up here. They're all at a high level and nobody's really shining. Jasmine is really, really popular and she's, I think she finally, for me, she finally found her niche this week. I loved this number finally.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There are a couple guys that are really like, there's emotional like, they're tugging at my heartstrings. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be difficult for a girl to win this season. I could be wrong.
Are we two winners? We've been arguing this back and forth.
I think it's two winners.
I thought we decided earlier
at the beginning of the season they sent and then they went back to two.
Again?
Yeah. It's two. Oh, it's one girl, one guy.
I hate that. I'm not a
fan. Is that what you know? It's one girl, one guy? That's what we've been hearing. But there's been no official. Yeah.
I think that is what it is.
Mm, well, there we go. Well,
how crazy would it be if it was Aaron and Jasmine?
I would love that.
I love Aaron.
I do too.
And Aaron. He's amazing.
We'll see.
Aaron is like my pick right now on this panel. I've been like rooting for Aaron. He's the dark horse. So and Nigel said it.
So are you skipping 45 minutes ahead to go to predictions right now?
Yeah, she is.
Fantastic, Chloe.
Yeah. Chloe's at the end of the show.
She's got the whole season, though. So.
But yeah, I have been talking about it, but I can't wait to talk about it.
Well, let's actually get into the show and talk about some of these all-stars that come back. First of all, also, they didn't ask him to do solos. Do you think that was weird?
No.
I don't think so either. Not necessary.
Tonight, I said this to everyone right before we went on, but I think this was honestly the best episode of So You Think You Can Dance that I've ever seen. I'll go on record saying that.
I'll agree.
Completely.
For some reason,
it was like wave of emotion for me the entire time.
I like it, but it's nowhere, this show is nowhere near the level it was at around season two through five.
I think
when you look back and like Wade Robson, who I love, and like all those stuff, like I just feel like it was just
Tidwell. There's no like
all those John Mayer dances.
I'll say this.
The dances to John Mayer were amazing.
The personalities and talent that you remember are a lot of those from back then.
Yep.
But I think that tonight the level of the dances were unbelievable.
Again, Travis Wall, Danny Tidwell. I'm just saying, like, I haven't seen guys like that.
But I know what he's saying.
As a complete whole,
not individual dancers from particular.
I don't think that helps. I mean, it shows in the ratings. I don't think that helps the show in the long run. I think you need one or two stars every to really pop. And like, remember how they used to have those iconic dances a few every season where it's like, wow. There have been some really nice ones this season. I haven't seen the Hummingbird. I haven't seen the Bench.
If you go back to season 3 through 5, the reality competition format was exciting. It was still American Idol. It was, there weren't The Voice. We didn't have X Factor. We didn't have America's Got Talent. Yeah. We weren't inundated with it.
There was so much surprise then.
We're on the down, you know, on the downhill of the popularity of all of those. So it's never going to be season 3 through 5. But as a whole, that was probably the most complete show I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah. Compared to the last few seasons, it was my favorite, I would say.
Yeah.
Because last year was a bit of a for us. A little rough.
We like to debate this a lot. Yeah. We all like each other off the show, though.
We do. Yes. Well, all right. So let's get into these dances. We've got Brandon coming back for another disco number because that's apparently all he does anymore on the show. So weird. He's teamed with Amy. They do a Doriana Sanchez number because, of course, she's the disco lady.
Disco queen.
Dislocation.
Dislocation.
That was the move she made up.
Where was it? What was it?
Where she was face up toward the ceiling, flat, like a board.
That's a made-up thing? Just seemed like it was something you would do in disco. I didn't know. I'm not a dancer.
Well,
I never have been.
Well, it is now.
Okay, apparently. Yeah. What do we think about this number?
I'm going to tell you, I thought it was a perfect start to the show. Energetic. Mm-hmm. My gosh, they were working hard. That was not easy. Brandon, incredible with all of the lifts, because, gosh, that's not easy. Mm-mm. When I went back and rewatched it after seeing all the other numbers, I wasn't as impressed, and I felt like it was kind of sloppy. And it's not necessarily their fault. It was the pace of it, and they had to keep up, and it's exhausting, and they kept their energy up. But you start seeing like little things.
It was a little frantic.
Frantic's a great word.
And I think that actually, and Brandon God, love the guy, because this is, I mean, talk about partnering. Mm. He was there for her that entire number, but he just looked like a partner. Amy looked hot. Amy looked great.
He was sweating glitter, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see that Brandon got his body back, because when he came back last year, he put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
I run in Brandon a few times over the years, and he likes to go out and have fun, and maybe he was kind of heading that way for a little bit, but it's nice to see his body back, to see him focused again, and to see him like dancing that disco the way he did. I was impressed with it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard to do. Like, that is so hard.
I can't imagine.
And then she did like 5 attitude pirouettes. Like,
yes, that was gorgeous. Ridiculous.
Like, I'm pretty sure I clapped.
Why is it that she keeps bringing Brandon back for these disco numbers every year?
I don't know. He's strong. He's compact.
He really elevates
really
that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a really great partner, I think. And
he's solid.
I love disco. It's so hard to do.
I thought about this while I watched this dance again. I was like, I don't think that any of those 5 girls. Or any of the other 4 girls could have done it like she did it, though.
No.
I agree.
No.
Because she's, like, compact and strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need, she, like, that.
I mean, she was, like, eating nails that whole time. She was just, like, going for it, and I loved that.
How petite is Amy? Is she about 5'1 or so? I mean, she looks really
tiny.
They're
all petite. Yeah. They're all, like, 5'4-ish under.
Because Amy looks like she is.
Jasmine. She's 8'2".
No, I think she's like 5'6".
Really? She's probably 5'6". But everyone else is so short. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she partnered Marco, and Marco is like 5'6"-ish. So.
Yeah.
That's true, and they're about the same height.
Yeah.
I would look so silly on the show with anybody.
You'd look like Big Bird.
6'5". My seat is all the way down, and Chloe's all the way up every single week, you guys. I'm a lot taller than she is.
I'm really this tall, I swear.
I thought this was a cool number. The drop at the end.
Woo!
I mean, she was this far from the ground.
Death drop.
Or from the floor.
That was cool.
Uh-huh. I was scared. I didn't think. I was like, that was a mess up. Oh, no. Awesome.
Well, they said they'd never seen a drop like that close. And Brandon's like, like, who knows? Like, maybe he was like just holding on for dear life. You never know, but he made it look good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was impressed. I
just loved the whole dance. And I totally agree. I think Amy would be the only one who could dance like that.
Because we talk about, like, I like dancers who are in their style. That's why I've had issues with Jasmine. Like, some certain weeks I have issues with her. And everybody hates me for that because she's, like, apparently untouchable. But when somebody gets in their style, like Amy in this number was dead on. Jasmine couldn't have danced this to save her life. She never would have looked like Amy. When I see like people finally get a style that like fits them, like even though I don't like disco, I loved Amy in this number. So I was excited about it. I'm weird like that though. Please make me uncomfortable. All right, moving on. We've got a contemporary number, Stacey Tukey, also known as Stakey Tucey. What did they call her that 1 year?
Stakey
Tukey. Stakey Tukey. All right. We've got Aaron partnered with Catherine. Aaron. You hit the jackpot this season.
Holy cow.
Can you ever lose when you're partnered with Catherine? I mean, she's so amazing.
She's just like, there are not words for this woman. And Aaron, I mean, Aaron is lucky that he was 11th and got put on the show because that bought him a lot of support. And then he was so lucky to get paired with Jasmine. He's everything that could possibly go right for this guy this year has gone right. And he deserves
it. It's meant to be.
Yeah, Yeah, it feels like a little destiny sort of season for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not like the type of winner you would ever expect on this show.
He's the Cinderella story.
Yeah, and he said he didn't only want to be the winner, he wanted to be an all-star.
Yeah.
They'll bring him back as an all-star.
I wrote down Dark Horse ? And I don't even know if that's a fair thing to even say, because I don't think it's... I think everybody kind of assumes that Fiction's had this in the bag all season long. And the last couple of weeks, I'm like, Fiction, where are you going? Like, what's happened to you? And Aaron, I talk about this a lot, but Aaron is so genuinely grateful for every moment on that stage. And just to watch him, I see why girls are in love with him. Because he's one of those guys, when you're in your 20s, you date the hot guy. The guy who treats you like shit, who doesn't call you back, who breaks your heart over and over again, that's what you do. Guys, girls, we all do it. But Aaron's the guy that you marry.
Yeah.
And that's why girls adore him. He's just a sweetheart.
And in this dance, he was just holding her. And every girl was like, I want to be Catherine. I want Aaron to hold me with his, like, big muscles in that tank. And
he presented her really well. And I think that's what is important.
I was really nervous because Catherine, I've been taking class with her a lot of times. And I'm always just, I watch her with awe because she moves like water running through your fingers, just like so nice and easy and fluid. And I was nervous because he can sometimes be kind of stiff, honestly. But he, for me, I honestly do think he might win because he has evolved. And you've seen this potential with him. You've always seen this kind of like it's like this quiet storm behind him that's building and building and building, and finally it's released, and he, those transition, this dance was completely all transitions that were gorgeous.
And what a story. So nice. A story. Like, he didn't even make top 20. Well, I mean, all I picture is it coming down to, like, him and, like, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, somebody who nobody thought had a chance to even get on the show and beat out all these other wonderful, like, ballroom dancers, and then this guy, like, out of nowhere. He's growing on me. I didn't really like him at first.
His arabesques were amazing in this. Amazing.
And turns. Yeah, beautiful. And
I think he was a tap dancer. And he's doing that. It's incredible.
And don't you think Nigel would be super excited that the tap dancer won?
Oh, my God. He would die. Finally.
And they danced to the theme song from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I know.
Will always hold a special, like, place in my heart. Like, that, yes. That's the first film I remember being younger, and that's the first film that really, like, impacted me. And I thought, like, wow, this is so interesting and creative and makes me uncomfortable and in love with it. Same time.
Yeah.
It was that film.
What did you think of the number?
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. I feel Catherine, anything she touches turns to gold. So she's unbelievable. And Aaron's just like, I don't know. He has something, but it's like, I don't know what it is. It's just, it's like likability or like strength and compassion. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder about him. We've talked about this a little bit, and maybe you can kind of like throw in your two cents, because they talk about this later in this episode about being commercially successful. And my issue with Aaron the whole season has been, where does he go from here?
Oh, like,
where
straight into the Broadway show, Chicago.
Yeah, you think that's his best fit?
For sure.
Yeah.
Broadway, even Cirque du Soleil. I mean, he could do any of that kind of stuff for sure. Yeah.
Because I think I get in the mindset of, like, could he tour with Britney and Gaga? And like, he's not one of those type of dancers, but...
No, but he's also a little bit older. I think a lot of the backup dancers they're pretty young usually too. So, but I mean, slide him right into... The Weislers probably should have him on speed dial and get him right into Chicago after the show. Don't you think he could be right there in the chorus?
He's so great. Yeah.
He could
even
join like Chris's LXD. Like the
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys are all so brilliant. I love you. All right, let's get out of here. Let's go on to a jazz number. We've got a Mandy Moore number. It was jazz, right?
Yes.
Yeah, jazz number by Mandy Moore. We've got Fiction partnered with Melanie. So I'm glad these came back to back, because these two girls are two of the most like dynamic girls who've ever been on the show. And I am probably going to, people are going to hate me right now in the whatever chat rooms.
Don't say it. I don't know what you're going to say,
It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I feel like with Catherine made Aaron look so phenomenal. I feel like with Melanie in Fiction, Melanie outshone him so much.
But it was the dance. It was the dance, though. I mean, she had to be a sexy vixen. And that character is going to stand out.
Well, I think it showed Aaron's age and showed Fiction's age. Yeah. Because Fiction, I felt like she ate him alive.
Well, here's the other thing. And I heard from a lot of fans on this, and they were saying a few of the All-Stars upstaged their dancers. And I'm like, that's not it. If you're an All-Star, you're going to dance at this highest level, and it's up to the contestants to dance up to them to prove that they can go out there in the real world. Because I got to imagine, if you're auditioning dancers, you know, you have to sit there and see the ones that are catching your eye, that can do the work. And that's exactly what these contestants are about. I have to do at this stage of the game. It's not about like, oh, well, Whitney outstaged this person and Melanie outstaged this person. It's up to Fiction to figure out a way to match Melanie.
I see that. Is it ever
boom?
Is it ever though? Is it ever the All-Stars' job to kind of help try to pull them to that place?
Support them
the tools, and then hopefully they do something with it.
You know what? I think we'll see in next week's episode when the All-Stars are choreographing. I think then we'll really see them supporting and bringing them up and kind of coaching them. But when the choreographer, I mean, you can speak to this, how much another dancer can really give notes or anything like that, because it is sometimes a faux pas to give your partner notes. It's sort of up to the choreographer to fix everything. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's just, well, the show's all partnering. It's about coupling. So it's just about a trust between your partnership. So whether, you know, if you have that guidance between each other and the respect, then I think anything will work out really well. You know, it's not about giving tips or pointers in that way. I think it's just about an understanding. Mm-hmm. And you're respecting both of each other's art, and then that will come together to make a piece.
And that's why it'll show through when you go, oh, I have that emotional connection with that piece.
Yeah. I worry about Fiction because I always try to, with anybody in my life, I always try to understand what motivates people and to try to, like, empathize. I try to put myself in their shoes. And the only thing I could come up with, when I first took my first hosting class, like, years ago, my first month of class, I felt like I was a rock star. Mm. I think I was with a bunch of schmucks, to be honest. And I was like, yeah, I've got a personality and I'm so great. This is easy, right? The next month, I had rock stars in my class. And I felt so, like, oh my gosh, I have so much to learn. I'm not even close to being able to write, even go out on an audition, you know, let alone book anything. And so I look at fiction and I think those early weeks with somebody else who's going through the process with him, he was shining. And then it started with the group, the guys number a couple weeks ago. And all of a sudden he started to disappear next to the other guys because he couldn't have like, I'm the guy and this is my girl sort of thing. And now he's partnered with Melanie of all people in this number with that dress. I feel like he's just kind of like wilting a little bit. You know, and I, not that he can't make a comeback next week and kind of like do his thing again, but I worry about him because I know the feeling and it is not a good one. You have two options though. You man up or you kind of just go by the wayside.
He's probably going to wind up being in bottom two because of this.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I think that it'll help him. I think it'll help that he is showing his solo too because I'm sure they'll let him show it because he hasn't shown it yet.
Yep.
So. Hey, but he did get to show some of his moves in this dance. Did you notice? He was towards the end, she gave him a little like time and he really kind of stood out and you're like, ooh, this is the fiction we could be seeing if he kind of gets something more in his wheelhouse.
And luckily the way this season's set up nowadays, he has an opportunity to kind of redeem himself before there's an actual vote, before it's actual finalized. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is hopefully a learning experience for him because those are the moments that define your career. It's how you bounce back from like the kind of moments. So he could go one way or the other. Yep. What do you think about fiction?
I think he's just so likable.
He is so likable, right?
He's so sweet.
Yeah, like you just can't not just like him.
Yeah, I can't say a negative thing about the kid.
No, I don't think anyone
can. And he's such a hard worker, and I just feel he loves to dance. I just love people who love to dance. You can just tell.
I love to dance. I've got one move and one move only. Maybe I'll show you later. Yeah, I feel what you're saying, though. He's just one of those, he's just likable.
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't get lost. You know, this end, the end of the season's coming very quickly, and he's kind of, we'll see. Next, we've got, is it a cha-cha or a cha-cha-cha?
On Dance with the Stars, it's cha-cha-cha.
Okay.
Yes. They always say the cha-cha-cha, but if you hear the pros talk about it, they just go cha-cha.
Okay, got it.
No, cha-cha-cha.
So a cha-cha.
Unless it can be called the cha.
The cha? Just the one cha now?
Just no. Okay. You will have too many YouTube
that
comments.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it does. The cha.
That sounds like a sexually transmitted disease.
Well.
I have the cha.
I have the cha. Hashtag cha.
Hashtag I have the cha.
Hashtag I have the cha. So regardless, Jean-Marc Généreux is back because he's apparently our only ballroom choreographer this season because he is everywhere. I love him, though. He's super, super talented, so I'm not mad at it.
We'll see Dimitri next week.
Yeah. He is hilarious, though, Jean-Marc.
Yes.
This little, the intro package, it's the cha-cha, the chemistry lesson.
Yes.
With those
pretty
teeth,
cute.
Those fake teeth. Yeah. So I was like, what?
I thought it was adorable.
What's going on?
I hope he brings those. I hope that's all him and, like, not the producers. I just hope he has a bag of tricks that he brings and he's like, I'm going to do this week.
Yeah, that was a brilliant idea. Yeah. So Paul gets paired. He hits the jackpot again. He's paired with Whitney.
Yeah.
Does he get the jackpot?
Well,
though?
I think so. I think that he held his own. I think he looked really great.
I'm going to say this. I rarely watched Whitney in this dance, and that's saying a lot. I'm not saying I didn't watch her, but I was really looking at Paul because he held his own with her.
And
he
that girl
really
is charisma.
Her.
She was in the troupe at Dancing with the Stars. She wasn't even a pro this year, and you'd watch the troupe dance and you'd be like, Whitney,
yeah. Every
all
time.
The time.
She is vivacious as
she
hell.
She is sexy. Mm-hmm. She is sexy. And you know what? A lot of people said, oh, Whitney upstage Paul. I didn't think so. I noticed Paul this week.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you think?
Well, I love Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not just because I worked with him, but he is he's incredible. I feel he's just like such an incredible dancer of everything.
His technique is really good.
He's just so good. And Whitney's my favorite dancer of all time. I'm a little biased, and I'm just going to say it. This was like my top number of the night.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I love this number.
Oh my God, I loved it.
I'm so obsessed with this number. And Paul, it's not that he's just a great dancer. He seems like the nicest human being on the planet.
Yes.
Humble
like,
and likeable.
22nd birthday, which will get him a few extra votes. He's just and none of us really like had our eyes on him through auditions. We're like, oh, we kind of like joked about it a little bit, like, oh,
the
really?
Armenian winner. Yeah. So he can dance.
It's like winning like So You Think You Can Dance like Rhode Island or something. Like it's like to us, we're like making fun of it. And now all of a sudden, this guy, we talked about it last week. Obviously, I think the U.S. version across the board has more talent than any So You Think You Can Dance around the world. However, that doesn't mean there's not one or two contestants from a season anywhere else in other countries that might be able to come over here and win this one. And I think he's got a real shot at it. Like, he's really surprising me. And I just – every single week, I'm like, I love you.
Yeah. I think it was after, honestly, the week that you choreographed with Paul where everybody was like, ooh, Paul.
Yeah.
And really started watching and following him because that dance was – I mean, it was incredible.
Thank
it was
you.
So beautiful.
What was he like in rehearsal?
unbelievable. He was just, like, so open. He was just like a sponge. He wanted to understand and learn everything. It was so incredible. Yeah, just Paul is incredible.
And I think having gone through this process already to some degree, he could very easily have an attitude and kind of like, oh, I already, please, I've worked with choreographers before. I know how to do this or whatever. But it seems like he's still just open to the process. Like it's his first time ever. Like he's excited to be there. And that says a lot. That's hard to do. I know a lot of people who've won or done well in the show they're not really quite the same as when they went on the show. It changes people. And they get big heads, they get attitudes, and he just seems like
they think they can dance.
Which is understandable. I mean, I know a lot of people from the reality world. I was on a reality show. I know a lot of people in that genre, and it's easy to kind of think you're something. He is still just so humble and so appreciative of every single note he gets, he takes. And that's pretty cool.
One of my favorite things to watch about him is whenever, you know, they always give the number, and I always find that part so uncomfortable when the people are like, number five or whatever, and they vote for me. But you see behind his eyes, he is so kind, and I don't know, there's just something about him that's so likable. Fiction is kind of out of the running for me a little bit.
I think so, too.
I think Aaron and Paul are... And I don't know who I would want to win more because I think they both are fantastic.
Yeah. They both bring something really special to the table, and it's going to be a really good finale.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Imagine that.
Like, we're already brought in our crystal ball for, like, the final week.
At the beginning of the season, would we even, through auditions, would you think there'd be a tapper and a ballroom dancer?
Even if the top 20, I would have never said Aaron.
And there were, like,
three or four
other guys in the ballroom genre at that time that we thought would make it on the show before Paul.
This is what's saying too. Dance is emerging and evolving, and it's fusion type of dance, and it's not just contemporary that's going to win this show anymore. Yeah. And that's what I love because
I love it too.
I mean, how many different like types of styles do you work in? Because I mean, you did contemporary the week you were on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm classically trained, so like ballet, jazz, and modern are my techniques. But I've trained in all styles, even tap, jazz, hip hop. You know,
and we had two ballet dancers win last year, so who's to say?
I mean, and coming from a person who's contemporary, just saying this, I think it's unbelievable that it would be a tap or a ballroom person to win, just because I feel it's like contemporary, like, overload, like, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So that's why I said, like, I really, not that the contemporary was beautiful this week, but I really loved, I want to be a ballroom dancer. Like, I want to be Whitney in my next play and dance with Paul and, like, do ballroom. Like, I want to do that routine to the Jennifer Lopez song and just live my life.
One question, though. Did they miss a connection? Did you guys catch that?
Yeah,
it
looks like
they kind of had to catch it.
No, I don't think so.
I think they did.
It happens a little.
Well, I was curious though because none of the judges mentioned it at all.
No. I didn't see it.
And it was a mistake. Like I could
Someone
tell.
Asked me about it, and I said I went back and watched it. It looked like they caught it and saved it, but it looked like
because I know like on Dance with the Stars they call that stuff out always. Like there's a little, I have to take off 1 point for you because you know there's a little bit of a misconnection.
Well,
there,
they
or your
also
toe
need
came
to
off
find reasons on that show, I think too.
But do you think like I think the judges love Paul.
Nigel said that Paul would win. I was like, when that happened, I was like, what?
So a little bit easier not to mention a misconnection than maybe.
Maybe. But I also felt when he was paired with Mackenzie, it was all about Mackenzie all the time. And I just felt like Paul and Mackenzie made the Paul and Mackenzie team. Like, they were both incredible.
It was
and it's interesting because now Mackenzie's not in the competition anymore and Paul still is. And I thought
Paul
for sure.
Paul is never in the bottom. Mm-mm. He's never been.
Isn't that interesting?
Crazy.
Yeah. Who knew? Paul and Aaron. Aaron's never been in the bottom either.
Mm-mm. No.
Who knew?
And Haley.
Crazy season.
All these people who
I'm glad you mentioned Haley.
Because she's up next, sister.
We're going to talk about her next, but before we do that, why don't you go ahead and talk about the one, the only Cereal Buddies. The Adventures of Cereal Buddies.
Go, Chloe.
Go, Chloe.
Well, this is a movie that I hope all of you have watched and downloaded off of iTunes and off of AfterBuzzTV.com because... It was made by our one and only Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, and it helps support everything we do here. You know, we try to keep no ads or anything running through that, and so you going on and downloading the movie and watching it, and we hope you enjoy it. It's a hilarious movie.
And reasonably priced, you guys.
Yeah, and think Dumb and Dumber meets like a serial killer movie, because that's essentially what it is, and it's hilarious.
It's kind of like the Shaun of the Dead of like the serial killer genre, moving out of like that zombie sort of thing into like something a little bit different. There's literally no
You'll
movie like it. It's hilarious.
It's better than Cats.
And tons of...
yeah.
Do it.
That's better than Cat. And,
I'll watch it again and again.
And Kathy Lee Gifford's in it. That's all I got to say.
Yep. And Beth Baer's from Two Broke Girls. Maria's in it. Tons of people. Go check it out. Serial Buddies.
Funny stuff, you guys. Yeah. iTunes. AJ. Check it out. Also, while we're on the iTunes topic, let's just go there. I want to thank you guys for listening to us on iTunes every single week. Please take the opportunity to give us 5 stars, rate us, tell your friends, tell your family. Also, there's an app for your iPhone, you guys, if you have an iPhone like everyone else in the world. It's called Podcast with an S, where you can have all of your favorite AfterBuzz shows automatically downloaded so you can listen to us whenever you like. Also, you guys, leave us comments and we will comment back, especially Kristen. She's way better at it than I am.
YouTube, Twitter. YouTube as well.
Get a hold of us, you guys. Yep. This show's for you. We're all super fans just like you. So what you give us, that's what we work with. And we try to build and make a better show for you each and every week.
Thank you.
And we bring in Canadian imports week after week.
Canadians!
Because they're phenomenal. They're taking over our show, but we love it.
That's because they canceled So You Think You Can Dance Canada. We have to have all the great talent here.
That's true.
Well, we're appreciative.
Yes.
You guys are all awesome. Yes. All right, let's move on to a hip-hop number. We've got Haley and Twitch, Christopher Scott number. Okay, so is it Christopher or Chris?
I think friends call him Chris, and okay. He goes by Christopher professionally. So, what do you think? Yep.
I'll call him Chris then, because we're close. Chris.
Yeah, we're close.
We're tight. Yeah.
All right.
Chris. Go for it.
This number, first of all, I'm obviously a huge Twitch fan. That goes without saying.
Who is coming on our show?
No!
And Allison.
When did that happen?
Drop the bomb. Boom.
That's like on our bucket list. He's like, our wish list is like Twitch. He's like on our top three.
I'm so excited.
Drop the bomb. September 4th, you guys.
Really?
Yes.
The week before the finale.
Yes. The finale? Oh, he got Neil Haskell for us.
Yeah.
Really? Who looked really good tonight, by the way.
Prince Charming. All right.
Boom.
You two are crowned.
Everybody calm it down.
Okay.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. Fingers crossed no one's schedules changes.
I know, right?
So, really early.
Keep tweeting to them to come on, everybody.
Yes, everybody tweet them. Tweet them, tweet them. I wrote down, she is so fine. She, again, I don't know who she is every week, but she it looks hot as can be in this number. I loved it. And I love a good table number.
Okay, here's my thought on this. I thought that with the character change, you know, where she's sort of the uptight banker and then all of a sudden she, like, let her hair down. When she let her hair down, I felt like that's when she let loose. And that's when she matched Twitch. I felt when she had the little more prim and proper character, she was a little bit overwhelmed. I do love Haley. She's so charming to watch, though. Mm-hmm. I don't think that this diminished her chances by any means. Hip-hop's not her strength, but you know,
and especially partnered with Twitch too. Like, of course, she's going to get votes for that.
I was really nervous.
Yeah,
I was too.
That's overwhelming.
That is overwhelming.
I mean, is Twitch even an all-star anymore? I feel like he's risen above that, and he's like part judge.
When I met him,
like the face of it
at the Dizzy Feet Gala, I was like, "You are the ambassador of dance. They're like the king and queen, Allison and Twitch these days." But they're great ambassadors, and they're so nice. And,
he's such a talent. It's funny to me that I feel like they always put him in like a cardigan though lately. Like,
yeah,
numbers in, like that cardigan
and a little hat.
I think it's hot. I love a brother in a cardigan. But I thought actually when she had the hair up, I thought that was I kind of liked it. It kind of turned me on a little bit. It kind of got me a little hot.
And I was like,
there's anticipation because I know she's going to let her hair down eventually.
I was hoping
that
she was going to rip off her shirt.
Like, bra?
That's just me being tacky. I'm sorry.
You are tacky.
Can I told Kristen this earlier, but I really didn't love it. I really wish for her dancing with Twitch specifically that it would have been a Nap and Tap hip hop number
too.
Because they really they take girls and they give them power in the dance and they're not just this cute caricature, and I think it didn't help her. And I wasn't just in love with it, and I'm gonna forget the dance, and just nothing really stuck out besides me being like, oh my god, I'm so excited to watch Twitch dance again.
Yeah,
that was it for me.
Moderately forgettable, I think. The choreography was okay. I do get excited to see Twitch, so like I think that was enough for me. The judges also, maybe you can talk about this a little bit, the judges say that she will make a great commercial dancer. Is that a compliment? Because I don't really understand.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I don't really understand.
She will make check. Yeah. Like, that's all.
Yeah, no, she's so commercial. She's gorgeous. You know, her face, her body. She's got everything going for her. You know, we could just even seeing the dancers we had on X Factor. She could totally go into that whole like Noelle Marsh and Ryan Ramirez, that whole group. So I think Yeah, I think she's totally.
Because I know in
commercial.
The world of acting and especially modeling, for somebody to tell you you're so commercial, it's not necessarily a compliment.
But Twitch is one of the biggest commercial dancers out there. He's film, commercials. I mean, he's making money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as a dancer, that doesn't always happen. This is
and you
great
only
thing.
Have a small amount of time when you're really getting hired.
Twitch is
and
one of those, though. Like, Twitch, like a few of these people have been able to do. He's kind of parlayed it, and he's a businessman now. Mm-hmm. And he's got other things going on now. He's got, he's done some hosting stuff, and I know he shot, a pilot last year for a show. I don't know. What happened? Yeah. He's actually been able to like do more than just be a dancer. But I love that he still comes back to his roots and he dances every now and then.
Yeah. I gotta give it up for Haley's tutting. Like that, her hand specifically,
the pancake hands,
amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's really hard to do as well. Yeah, it's so fast, and she killed it. She really did.
Mary Murphy called it out too. Which is good.
Yeah. I just think she was so. For me, it was just her hitting the moves, and
for
that was
me,
it. It just looked like she was a very technical dancer who was hitting her hip hop moves because this is how she knows how to dance. But it wasn't like in the groove with it. Her shoulders weren't moving with her, and it was just.
But I
the
think
arms
that's expected.
Doing.
I mean, honestly, I think.
Yeah.
But I do think she improved though. She did a Chris Scott hip hop piece like in week one, and it was with the light. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And she honestly, like, I really do feel that she improved from that.
Well, that's I think it's kind of like. Because Twitch is, too, So You Think You Can Dance, kind of what, like, Kelly Clarkson is to American Idol.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like coming out on the American Idol stage, like, leading into, like, the final weeks and trying to sing a duet with Kelly Clarkson. That's the big, big task.
No, so she held her own.
She did, I agree.
In her own way. Obviously, like, there's no comparison, but I don't feel it was...
Yeah.
Anywhere as nervous as I thought I was.
She didn't embarrass herself at all. And I think, like, is this going to be her most memorable week? Nope. But is this going to hurt her chances to make it all the way to the finale? I don't think so.
Who do you guys want to see Haley dance with?
Neil. Which is
I'd like to see
like
Kent Boyd, maybe.
I'm going to call that she's dancing with Travis.
I love it.
What?
Oh, wait, so
do you know anything or you're just guessing?
No, I'm completely guessing. I know
so
nothing.
The All-Stars?
I'm like not in any loop.
They're rotating All-Stars through this season.
Uh-huh.
Multiple All-Stars.
Yes, yes. Okay. I don't know. She hasn't done contemporary in a while since Dee Caspary's piece, which was genius.
Which yes.
And but yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm guessing.
And next week is the choreographer / All-Star. So it's Twitch,
course.
Comfort, Dimitri, Courtney Galliano, who will be with us August 28th.
I love Courtney.
Yay.
Allison Hawker, September 4th. Chelsea, Hightower, Mark, and Travis.
Mark
so those
much.
Are the...
So a whole bunch of
that is going to be... Perfect. A killer
it's
show.
Be so good.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? That lineup is
insane.
To die for.
And guess what? We're never going to get there if we don't get through these dances. We're
we have
way
so much
to schedule, you guys. Yeah.
I know, we have so much
through.
To talk about.
Okay, we've got a contemporary number. We've got Neil and Jenna paired together. I think this is a great pairing for her. Mm-hmm. A Mandy Moore number, which is a choreographer we all love always. How about, first of all, I just wrote down the lift onto his backside where she went over and he held and stopped. Like
beautiful.
That was gorgeous.
I love Jenna soft, like when she's soft and she's sweet. And we see her like just hitting all of her dances and being strong and fierce. And it, both times when she did the Travis Wall piece and, you know, when she did Mandy Moore's piece, I'm like, this is when I feel like she's at her best. But all the choreographers that have come through here or that we've heard from all said love Jenna because she is the hardest worker. She's very versatile, and that's why she keeps getting saved. But a lot of the fans are not happy.
I wrote down she's a fighter. But you know what, though? Like, there's a reason they keep saving her, and maybe the fans aren't happy, and maybe she won't win the show, but she'll be around, I think, for a couple more weeks. And I really – I love Debbie Allen said that she goes – maybe they just like to see your solo, honey.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a good way to look at it.
She's so professional, though. Mm-hmm. Everything she does, just even in her solos, she'll, like, do it and then hold the ending, pose. Like, you know, and she'll just, like, come up professionally. And, you know, she's just, like, but I don't know, so classy.
Do you think that people think that she's being kind of, in a way, bitchy, though?
Standoffish.
Maybe that perfection is a little bit... not that attainable for most people.
I think in the context of the show.
I mean, I'm saying I love her. I'm not saying that I think that.
But if you compare it to like what's happening with Haley, where the girls are like, I want to be you. You're perfect. And it's just that weird, like what people are connecting with through the TV screen.
I don't think she'll win the show, but I love what you just said though. It's very true. I think that it's kind of like you go into like an acting audition or a hosting audition, and I'm sure a casting director, and I had to learn this through the process, but you go in, you hit it, and you need to just give him a moment to look professional. Like, look, I know what I did. Anything? Can I? Do you need anything else from me? Nope. Right. Cool. I'm out. As opposed to, okay, great, walk out really quickly and like it's like they're like you're nervous. You just want to get off the stage. It shows that she is a professional.
Yeah.
Like she holds it just that extra moment that a younger dancer they wouldn't do that.
No, I love her for that. Yeah.
But that doesn't get her votes though. I don't think. No. I think that that's what makes her separates her a little bit from
but
the voters.
But for us as choreographers, that's
a dream. Yeah, it is a dancer. Dream.
Yeah.
Chloe, thoughts.
I just think what Nigel said was really pressing at the end, and that was really interesting about how hard it must be to be in the bottom all the time and how she comes back every week and really fights for it and really and doesn't let it bring her down where maybe a fiction it would. You know, fiction kind of seems fragile. Maybe he doesn't have that professional quality and it would be bringing him down. I'm just guessing but from what we see, but I didn't. I want her to be more vulnerable. I like it when she's soft, but in this dance, the only time I saw it was when she did that push away at the end, when I really felt anything from her. And the dance was beautiful, but I just want more. I feel like this dance could have been one of those big numbers.
I mean,
do you remember like Melanie and Neil's dance whenever she like leaped across the stage like that? I feel like it could have been that moment too.
It could have been. This dance could have been one of the dances of the season if she just would have broke herself and really gave in.
But this is what it is. It's like some of us loved it more than others, but this is where the disconnect is happening. And I think that's what's happening with the audience. And
I thought it was simple and just beautiful.
No, you know what? Honestly, I actually kind of take back what I said at the beginning about her coming back strong. If she would come into this contemporary dance and bring all of what she had, kind of take her professionalism off for a while, turn that button off. Mm-hmm. It's so hard, but if she could do that in that contemporary number, she would win over the audience.
Uh-huh. And Neil is a perfect person for that because he is so professional and so perfect, but there's a grown-up quality to him that he's just, like, effortless. And that's what he brings.
The grown-up quality wasn't there when he first danced either. He's changed a lot since he first was on the show. Yeah. And I love him. We can't really talk about him much longer. We've got a lot to get through because we have a lot at the end of the show we need to talk about. So let's move on. We've got a jazz number. Ray Leeper, Jasmine and Mark.
Yeah.
Finally. Okay, I get a lot of heat because I love Jasmine, but something about her is like, ugh. Like, she's like, weird and, like, it seems kind of sloppy to me. She seems kind of flat-footed to me. And, like, she has beautiful extension, beautiful toes, beautiful legs, all these things are great, but there's something about her. I like really strong, compact dancers.
Yeah.
I just enjoy it. I don't know why. This is how she should be dancing because this, when I saw her in this number, all I could think of was Janelle Monáe.
Janet Jackson.
Michael Jackson, maybe. Okay. Like,
but Janelle Monáe is contemporary. Janet's now like married and like living overseas as a gazillionaire. But but I kept thinking Janelle Monáe. Because she's one of my favorite artists in the world.
Janelle wishes she could dance like that.
It was a very, tightropey feel.
Yeah, I've seen Janelle in concert. She's insane.
God, I've seen
insane.
Her, too.
But I feel like I'm finally, oh, this is your home, Jasmine. This is your home. This is what I love. Thank you. Because week after week after week, I'm, like, the bad guy who's like, I love her. She's
there
my favorite girl.
There was just a
girl,
lot of joy to the movement, I think. And that's – and, you know, she did outshine Marco.
I didn't watch him at all.
No.
His leaps were fantastic.
Yes. Great.
But that's the only time I watched him.
Wow. Okay, back to Jasmine.
Yeah. I didn't look at him once. I didn't like the song choice because it's been my favorite song for 6 months now, and I'm kind of over it.
You knew it was going
to
be on the show at some point.
Yeah, they had to do it. And what a great dance to do to that song. You know, that's really the only thing they could do is something really like cheeky and fun and just bringing it. But I've said it before and I just said it again and I'll say it again. She is Janet Jackson. Oh my gosh, her face, everything, the way she moves. I love it and I'm so excited.
But Janet Jackson, though, was always so precise and strong. Think Rhythm Nation. Think like old school Janet. She's always so hard and tough. And Jasmine has this kind of like loose quality to her.
There's an abandon.
Which is great.
Fluidity.
Which is great.
It's like the modern. It's so great.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's amazing. And I finally love her tonight.
Yay.
Yeah. I love her every week. But, right. So back off. All right. Chat
rooms.
All right. Moving on. We've got Mackenzie paired with Jacob doing a Broadway number.
Spencer.
you guys comment first.
Okay. You keep your mouth shut because.
This is Spencer's best routine that he has ever done, ever.
Yes.
Because he is so inspired, and, I mean, she was perfection. I am so mad that she is gone, because this was her ultimate moment. I mean, she came out guns blazing, feet blazing, feet body blazing, face blazing, the entire thing. I was like, I watched this probably 6 times since yesterday.
It was.
I'm blown away by her. Absolutely blown away. She's one of my favorite people to ever step foot on the So You Think You Can Dance stage. I will say that.
One thing about Mackenzie that I think none of the other girls can do is she becomes every character she plays. Mm-hmm. When they kind of showed her journey on the show, every character, you were like, no wonder we couldn't remember her at the beginning.
Because she looks so different
every time.
Because
she looks so different. And what an amazing quality to have. Talk about being able to be booked. I mean,
someone that choreographers are going to work with a lot.
Yes, she just completely took over every character. And in this one, I just loved it. And Jacob was amazing.
Mackenzie?
He was incredible.
Say something.
I love Mackenzie, not just because I worked with her, but she's unbelievable, honestly. And I just, again, I feel so bad that America didn't connect with her. I have no idea why. She's stunning. She should be a movie star.
Uh-huh.
Just putting it out there. Totally. So God, stunning. And she worked so hard. I just loved her. I love Spencer. I have a soft spot for him because
he was
very welcoming to me, and So I Think You Can Dance. Love you, Spencer. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was great.
I thought it was old. Yeah. It was old Hollywood, and yes. I think that we don't get to see that much. And I felt like we've seen a couple old Hollywood numbers that didn't work this season, so it was nice to see one that did work. And perhaps maybe the dancers really did get on YouTube and take a look at some of the classic dancers, the Sid Charisse's and everything else, because when we saw it with Melisse a few weeks ago, I was like, you know, they said, yeah, we went on YouTube, and I was like, Alan and Melisse didn't. Uh-huh. they didn't feel it where we saw it, they were feeling it. I don't think you like this dance, did you?
I hated it.
What?
Okay, here. Just one slot after I talk about Jasmine, I finally give her some props. I thought it was boring.
Are you kidding?
No, and I love Spencer Lift. He's probably my favorite guest we've ever had on the show. He's the sweetest guy in the entire world. And I don't know if it's the choreography. I don't know if it's the dancing. I don't know. I love the red dress. I thought it was beautiful. I was bored out of my mind with this number. I just didn't like it. And I don't know why. Like, Mackenzie is gorgeous, but I don't really care for her. I'm just like, whatever. She's Mackenzie. She's like the other Haley. Like, to me, it doesn't connect for me. I do not connect with her at all. I know nothing about
her
story.
They're so different dancers
at this point. But I know nothing about her story. I know nothing about her. I couldn't pick her out in a lineup. I have no idea who she is. And that's just me, though. And I'm the average viewer. I'm not a dancer, so I don't see the technique, and I don't see these things. I just watch it as somebody who enjoys the show. And apparently, I kind of think the way a lot of people think about Mackenzie. You know, obviously, she's not there anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. This number did not connect with me. I don't like a lot of Broadway numbers, though. So maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Every now and then I love a Broadway number. I loved Danielle, the year with the yellow dress and running in the years ago, like season 2 or 3.
A lot of running happening,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
He just likes running.
I love really, really energetic, super crazy Broadway numbers. And I thought this was good. I love the red dress, though. I'll say that. I'm a jerk.
All right,
I get it.
Let's move on.
We've got 2 numbers left. Crank these out, you guys. We've got a hip-hop number by Nappy Tabs.
Comfort.
Nico and Comfort. Okay.
Comfort.
That's crazy.
That's all we watched. I don't know about you. I didn't know Nico was in the dance.
Nico, I was actually really proud of him. I thought that he really let that shit go. Like,
yeah, he really,
really
did.
Went for it.
Yeah, I mean, but it's Comfort. I mean, if there's a male face of So You Think You Can Dance, she's the female face. Like, she's Comfort. Like, it's just one of those, she's one of those people who, because of her story, and I think that's why she's so lovable, she wasn't this classically trained dancer. She had like the edge to her. She was a little bit out of her element at first, and nobody thought she was going to do that well.
She's voted off and came back and has more bottom votes than anyone in history.
And look at her now. Wow. She's incredible. I love Comfort. We're supposed to have lunch this week, so Comfort, if you're watching, we're still having lunch. But she's phenomenal. And Nico? Yeah. He held his ground.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
And I don't like Nico. I don't. No. Okay, it sounds so personal. I don't enjoy watching Nico dance.
AJ likes no one.
I don't enjoy his personality. There's not a lot about him. No, there's like 2 or 3 this season. I'm kind of like, whatever. And Nico's one of them. I don't get it. I don't understand why he's been so popular. Obviously, he's not as popular as we thought.
@_AJ Gibson. Yeah. That's where the tweets go, you guys.
Tweet me all day, every day, you guys. What did you think about this number?
Yeah, I really liked it. Yeah. Well, I love Comfort. I mean, unbelievable. And Nico, he's a contemporary dancer, and I thought he was really good. Like, more than yeah. he has been. And wait, that's
yeah. yeah. Like, where was he, like, all season, yeah, all of a sudden, to step up?
Where was that, like, abandoned, where he's just, like, completely yeah. letting God
full
love
full out, that. Reckless abandoned TTM to okay. the map.
But
again,
that's but the, he had it last week, too, with Broadway. So he's had two yeah. weeks yeah. where he actually stepped up.
Yes,
so.
That Broadway number was
and
great.
And you know great. What? Those were the 2 weeks he didn't have Alexis. So no. I wonder if that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
I wonder if when he gets that other partner who brings him up, if that, you know, if he's that kind of person who's like, I have to match them, I have to match them, I have to match
yeah,
them.
Yeah, because there are definitely types of people in the world who create energy for everyone around them, and there's the type of people who feed yeah. off other people's yeah. energy. Mm-hmm. Comfort just creates yeah. energy.
And her crab walk off stage. Oh, amazing!
Genius, genius. And Comfort, the cool so thing about creepy. Comfort is like, it. When I'm around Comfort, I feel funnier. I feel hilarious when I'm around her. I feel like I'm like the coolest guy. I get a little more swag. I feel like I'm okay. I'm legit.
And her mom is the same way. We had her coolest, in the studio.
Her dad. I've had coffee with her dad too. Like I've known her whole family. They're fantastic. And they're all, they're just a cool group of people. And she just brings that out. And that's what an All-Star should do. This is the perfect example of that. Unfortunately, the guy went home, but that yeah. Was probably a little
I
predetermined.
Hate that he had to go home wearing that makeup and I stuff. Know. I was like, damn it. Like, I wish he was just like it's wearing a simple, like, you
well,
know.
He also put the makeup on Mackenzie's face. Did you notice yeah, the right green there. Like stamp in the middle of her forehead? Poor girl. All right, we've got one number left, you guys. We've got Travis Wall contemporary number. Here's where, okay, oh, ooh, this is going to get dicey.
Uh-oh.
All right, Tucker and Robert together. Well, first of all, I love this because I'm a homosexual and I love seeing men dance together like men. I really enjoy
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And this number was just uber sexy. I'm not into white guys, but I could be for this number. These guys were everything to me. And the moment where he grabbed the arm and slowly slid across the arm. Oh my gosh. It was just so powerful. I love, love, loved. And this entire story is about one dancer having addiction and struggles in his life, and the brother, the other brother, trying to kind of help him through and always kind of pull him up and keep him up. And a lot of us can probably relate to the story in mm-hmm. some sense, whether it's a friend or a friendship, a family member, whatever. I thought it was gorgeous, mm-hmm. beautiful, wonderful. I thought it was my favorite dance of the entire night. And then I did some research because of a friend of mine, my friend Kristen Burt.
So let me
say this before we go yes. into that, because yeah. I thought it was just a celebration of hard work, dedication, and living a great life, because they've both been through hell and back. So
yeah.
we have to give them that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because this has nothing to do with the dancers.
Yeah. Robert, welcome
nothing
back.
Nothing to do with them.
Yes,
yeah.
Robert.
All. And these guys are both literally, like, both of them, both almost lost their lives, could never dance again, paralyzed, things they've gone through were just yeah. unimaginable. Yeah. And to be able to move the way they move now, phenomenal. Now where it gets a little bit dicey, though, comes from the choreography side of this and maybe Travis Wall.
Yeah, and I think – and here's the thing. And I think I really – I talked to Shannon Mather this afternoon, and so I think we've got this all cleared up. And she kind of
– And she is who?
And she is a choreographer who has submitted her work to So You Think You Can Dance over the last four seasons. She's been asked by producers to do so.
You can check them out on YouTube, actually.
Yes, in fact, yeah. And it's also on my Twitter feed. It's probably the last tweet I did, so you can check out that actual link. She did a dance with two women to the same song, Medicine, and she felt like last night, and I think what happens is you watch a show and you react, and she thought, whoa, I was the one that submitted that idea or something similar to the producers. And, you know, then you have time to sort of step back and think about it. And I talked to her on the phone today, and I've got a whole bunch of notes, which we won't go through all of them, but I want to make sure that she's represented well, because I did promise her that. And she said she has no problem with Travis at all. She doesn't think he copied her by any means, copied her choreography.
He doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to. She said he doesn't need my help. He's tremendously successful. She was a little bit shocked, though. She kind of felt like maybe producers liked the song and then maybe said, hey, we've got this idea for a concept. Travis, could you do it? I don't know if it works like that behind the scenes. She doesn't know either. She's, you know, when you're trying to get onto the show, and you know how hard it is. I mean, this has been your first season, and you're like, I want to keep coming back, and I want to keep working on the show. And I think, you know, she's interested, and she thinks that they're interested, and that she's hitting the right tenor of what the producers want. But she felt a little bit like, I submitted this, and I submitted the vow last season, and you guys did it. But these songs are out there. In fact, she wasn't the only one to submit Medicine. Krista McQuaid did it. Another fan of the show told me that Krista McQuaid submitted, and you can see Audrey and George from season 9 dancing that same song.
But did they submit it with a same-sex couple right. with this exact same costume, essentially, like a white and a gray costume? Like, that just seems
It's hard. She said, you know what, the music inspires some of the movement, so there might be some similarities. By no means, she does not think at all that Travis copied her. She doesn't even think he's seen her piece at all.
Well,
We don't know. And she doesn't want any controversy because we don't want to hurt her career. And so I think the only thing you can do is encourage, you know, Nigel to get her on the show and do that. But
she's obviously talented.
She's been on Dancing with the Stars like for a full season.
And she did So You Think You Can Dance Canada. And her brother is Blake McGrath from season one. I mean, can you speak a little bit to this? Because it's so hard in choreography not to be inspired by other people's movement, too.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, there is no copyright in art, you know? Like, that's the thing. It's like everything, once you put it out there, it's out there. And I personally try to find things that aren't trending. That's what I do. I go back in time. I go to musicals or different, or scores and ballet and things, because there's so many songs where you could just say, that was my song. That was, no, it's not. You know what I mean? Like, everyone can listen to a song and have a feeling or an emotion behind it. And I don't know. I just think, you know.
And the thing is also, like, it's contemporary. A lot of these moves are used over and over and over in different combinations in every single contemporary number we ever see. So I get that. I feel like he had to have seen it to put them in the costumes he put them in. That's the only thing. Like, people are going to use that song, and they're going to do that sort of – listen to the lyrics. It's not that hard to come up with that sort of an idea for this song, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I not that I think he even took it. How would I even know? But I think maybe a little bit more just a little bit more respect as far as costuming goes, because it makes the comparisons so direct. I mean, everybody does it, though. Beyonce has made a career out of it. Lady Gaga's made a career out of it. I mean, it is what it is. The Rancho Carne Toros from Bring It On. I mean, they stole the East Conference Clovers routine for years and won a national championship. So
I like that.
It happens. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. You know what? Support Travis. Support Shannon. She's at Shannon Mather. And, you know, let, you know, Nigel know that you want to see Lindsay again. And you want to see Shannon on the show. And I think that's what it's about. No controversy. It's probably a little bit of producer's influence, because we know how they have their hands in
the industry works. And we've got so many choreographers who are doing multiple pieces per episode, sometimes up to three. Like, bring in some new people. Bring in this new girl. You guys, we're running out of time. We've got just a moment.
Let's ask some questions.
Let's ask a couple of questions real quick and get out of here as we've got our exit music playing.
I know. Really quick. This is from Jonathan Calderon, who comes every week. He has something great. Is there any past or present contestants that you wish you could work with, and why?
Oh, I love Alex Wong.
We love him.
Good friend of ours too. Yeah,
Canadian. Love
he's
him.
Fantastic.
He's great. And Keon, I would love to work with Keon as well.
I'd love to work with Keon. Continue, Kristen.
Okay, and also from Elsie. She wanted to know, she's a big fangirl of Paul, but she wanted to know about the connection between Paul and Mackenzie character-wise. How do you work with dancers to bring that out, that emotion and that connection in the performance of a piece?
Yeah, I mean, you really have to dive into the story and get everyone connecting right away. Because if you start talking about steps and learning things that way, that's not a good place to start. It has to come right away from the connection and the meaning and the intention behind the movement. So.
Awesome. You guys, we're out of time. We wish we could stay here and talk with you all night long. You guys continue the conversation on Twitter. You guys can tweet us at where?
You can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at Jake Dupree.
Kristen?
At Kristen Burt, and of course my website, redcarpetcloset.tv.
At Lindsay Nelko.
At Chloe West X.
You guys can find me on Twitter at @AJGibson. I'm also at @AJGibson on Instagram and all of my social media. My website is AJGibson.tv. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for being here.
Until next
week, you guys. Take care.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.